With SRN News, I'm John Scott. With Election Day fast approaching, the presidential contest remains too close to call. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Two new polls released over the weekend show Vice President Harris losing ground in her slight edge over former President Trump nationwide. The ABC and NBC News poll results are both within the margin of error. Other recent surveys show Harris's support lagging among Hispanic and Black voters. She still has the backing of strong majorities among those voter groups, but they are weaker than Joe Biden's Hispanic and Black support 4 years ago. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNews.com, authorities say a Nevada man with a shotgun, loaded handgun, and fake passports in his vehicle was arrested at a security checkpoint outside Donald Trump's rally Saturday night in the Southern California desert. The Riverside County Sheriff's Department said that the suspect, 49-year-old Las Vegas resident, was driving an unregistered black SUV with a homemade license plate. The man was stopped by deputies assigned to the rally in Coachella, east of Los Angeles. The man arrested on suspicion of possessing a loaded firearm and possession of a high-capacity magazine. Israel has conducted an airstrike on a Gaza hospital this morning, killing at least four people.
The airstrike sent flames through a packed tent camp for people displaced by the war. Palestinian medics claim this attack left more than two dozen people with severe burns. But the Israeli military contends it targeted militants hiding out among civilians. Recently, the IDF has repeatedly struck crowded shelters and tent camps.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart reports that attack followed a Hezbollah drone strike that killed four Israeli soldiers. The Dow adding 134 points now. The Nasdaq composite up 116. This is SRN News. Christian relief agencies are being stretched this month. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
They were already hard at work with people who suffered loss at the hands of Hurricane Helene, and then Hurricane Milton struck. Florida is reeling from the 1-2 punch, and Christian ministries that provide relief are maxing out their budgets to help. A number of these groups, including Samaritan's Purse and the Salvation Army, have actually been more effective than the federal government at getting help to people fast. Now they need fresh donations to stay on the job. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Texas man who sued his ex-wife's friends for helping her obtain an abortion has informed the court that the two sides have reached a settlement, foregoing the need for a trial, which would have tested his argument that their actions amounted to assisting in a wrongful death. Attorneys for Marcus Silva and three women he sued last year have now filed court papers stating that they have reached an agreement. This is SRN News. An obscure government oversight group could make major waves in the 2024 election if President Biden fulfills its wishes.
The group, a watchdog of government watchdogs, has suggested Biden fire Department of Homeland Security Inspector General Joseph Kafari following a four-year investigation. Kafari provides oversight of DHS and has investigated its issues with properly screening immigrants entering the United States, its handling of the two assassination attempts against former President Donald Trump, and the management of funds at the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz came to Kafari's defense after the report suggested he be fired, calling the report a swamp screed and its authors a panel of Biden-Harris appointees. Gaetz said the matter boiled down to partisan retaliation for his oversight of DHS and warned Biden against following through with the firing. Bernie Bennett reporting.
While not a federal holiday, Indigenous Peoples Day is today and observed by 17 states. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.